Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 2nd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stovey.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Prophet Walter Makaya Saka.
And to join our discussion, as usual, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metamoa frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us on www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Prophet Walter Makaya, who claimed recently that he has found an AIDS cure.
Prophet Makaya, who told his congregants last Sunday that he had discovered an HIV and cancer cure, was arrested and released on a $300 bail today. His claims infuriated the government, which asked him to apologize yesterday.
Prophet Makaya apologized yesterday for informing the world that he had discovered a cure for HIV and cancer, but police arrested him and charged him with contravening some sections of the Medicines and Allied Substances Control Act for advertising medicine without approval.
What is your take on this issue?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming our show on Facebook pages as follows: VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Yeah, we'll jump before it.
Honguka hamwadi wa nasi tutauti tingeti chitaritsa nezve nyaya ya konzera mutauro wakanyanya munyika zvichitevera mashoko Prophet Walter Makaya PhD Ministries yekuti vanga vaona mushonga unonzi aguma unorapa iwo chirwere cheHIV nechegomarara. Asi hurumende navana chiremba vakabva vati aiwa vanenge vanga vakurumidza kumedza kutsenga vachada. Nekuti kana munhu achizviti awana mushonga wakadai, zvinenge zvichida kuti utange waendeswa kubazi rehurumende rinoona nezveutano, woongororwa kuti ungakwanise here kuti unge uchishandiswa mune vanhu muchitariswawo zvingava zvingakanganise utano hwavo, kana kuti atingati maside effects. Izvi zvakapa kuti vamagaya vasungwe nezuro nemapurisa vakaenda kumahofisi avo ndo kunosecha ikoko vachinotora atingati masamples emushonga iwoyu. Nasi ndo pavanzi vabhadhare mari yechibatiso inosvika iyo madhora mazana matatu $300 vachibva vaburitswa vachinzi vadzoke mumwedzi uno, mukupera kwemwedzi uno kudare redzimosva Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke Blessing, siyabonga kakhulu. Ye tizurukandaba lingalitshona njalo lapha likhona. Ye lamhlake sixoxa ngokwehlele umprofita uWalter Makaya. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ngesonto edluleyo uMakaya ke watshela abantu ukuthi usethole umuthi wokwelapha ke i-cancer kumbe ngithi mvukuzane, kuzobuya njalo le-HIV. Wathi umuthi wangkhona kuthiwa yi-aguma. Ubekhulumeke sithi umuthi lo uhambe wawulolongisa kunangale ke kumbe ngithi wawulungisa kunangale ke kwele India. So ke abantu ke bathi bekuzwa khona kwabanye bataba, kodwa uhulumende wazonde ongaza kubonakale. So uhulumende ke usemcela ukuthi axolise wakwenza khona kwizolo, kodwa wasebotshwa ke uMakaya. Kwathiwa hey, Makaya lapho wephule umthetho. Umthetho wephule ukuthi akumelanga ubikele uZulu ungakakhulumanisani lohulumende, kumbe ungakacubungula ukuthi khonokho okuthi ulakho kuhamba njani. So ke wasevalelwa ke izolo, lamhla wakhitshwa esehlawuleke isibambiso sebail $300. So ke sifuna ukuzwakana ukuthi kubona njani khonoko ke okwenze okwehlele uMakaya. Kunjalo ke foi
onguka hamwadiwa pane vamwe vari pa Facebook page yedu yeshona. Tina My Nigel Esnat Muradzi vari kuti I'm watching, thank you so much. Sarah Mazengera watching from South Africa. Angelina Mutsoka Deben then we have Mawite Malvin arikungoti hashtag Makaya. We have Tavo Nyati watching from Pretoria. Makaya anga achida mari dzevanhu ngaafire mujeri. Godfrey Muchabeyo watching from Harare. Fidelis Sankara Chimombe, the prophet shouldn't have made the announcement without scientific and medical backing of his claim. Evidence, Kapatamayo watching from Pretoria, South Africa. Of course, today, Gibbs, our focus is on his claims. This is a matter that is before the courts. Mm-hmm. So there are some issues that we are not going to be discussing here, whether Magaya is guilty or not. That is up to the courts to decide. So, of course, in our comments, we should always consider that in our minds, that any matter that is before the courts, he is innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So, of course, we just want to talk about the concerns, what should have been done. But the legality of it all, it's not for us to decide, Gibbs.
Definitely. I think we are joined by our first guest, and that is Apostle Midian Dube. Baba Dube, unjan? Yes, Apostle, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, you are a minister of religion, and what we're trying to get at here is the way government treated Prophet Magaya, and you are an apostle of whoever. We know it, right? So, at the end of the day, is it really possible for a prophet to actually get this kind of vision, or whatever you call it, you guys, when you get this kind of thing that goes around you? And then you are told there is some kind of herbs somewhere, and then you go and get those herbs and start healing people. Is that possible, really, or you have to follow the Bible?
I will speak from a biblical point of view, truly. We have figure F 13, I think Jeremiah 9. Abantu bayagula bayafa, and God showed the prophet Jeremiah a tree that was called the palm. Uti yena, is there no palm in Gilead? Why are my people dying? And that palm was used to heal. Let's go to Revelation 21. I saw in heaven a river of life, and I saw a tree of life whose leaves were used as medicine to nations. So I just want to say it is possible for God to show a vision of any treatment, because prophets are normally risen in a time of a crisis. When Israel is going through a crisis, God raises Gideon to go and destroy the altars of Baal. But let's talk about this case of Prophet Magaya.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem that was there is the procedure that was followed. Mm-hmm. Because Ministry of Health, the drug regulations board, yes, procedures to be followed. First of all, you cannot import any medicine and begin to use it without it being given a written affirmation or confirmation that it is not harmful to people.
Mm.
Whenever you have gotten a drug or any form of herbal medicine that has to be used, it must be registered with the Medicines Control Council of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And that act actually criminalizes anyone who announces that he has found a cure for anything without the express authority of the Minister of Health through the Medicines Control Council. Mm-hmm. I think this is where the problem is, and this is where Magaya fell short. He shouldn't have announced before registration. Otherwise, for him to find the medicine, it's biblical. It's not an issue. There are many times where Elijah was shown a tree, and he used it in the book of Exodus to purify the water in Marah that was bitter. It was not through him. It was through what God has released. But I am saying we are operating within the legal framework of the countries where we are, and we must respect the laws of the land. As the Bible also says, respect those that are in authority, for they are not there on their own, but they are God ordained.
Thank you so much, Apostle Dube. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Prophet Walter Magaya controversy. He announced that he has found a cure for HIV/AIDS. It's called Aguma. But of course, authorities were not amused, and he was subsequently arrested yesterday and released today on bail. Of course, before coming on air, we did try to talk to his lawyer, Mr. Everson Chatambuza. Initially, he had said he was in a meeting and we should try to call him in 30 minutes, which we did. Unfortunately, his phone was not being answered, so we assume he was still in a meeting. But we did try to reach out to Prophet Magaya's lawyer to hear his side of the story, which unfortunately could not happen. And then we have Gibbs, our second guest, Dr. Fortune Nyamande. Dr. Nyamande, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Dr. Nyamande, your association raised serious concerns with what Mr. Magaya did. What is the problem? You are a medical practitioner. What should have been done and why were you concerned?
Oh, thank you so much for the question. I think our bone of contention with what Mr. Walter Magaya has done was the way in which he unprocedurally announced his purported claim to have found a cure for HIV and AIDS. And also, we actually hear that he did not only announce, but there were suspicions that he was in the process of actually distributing and selling products that falsely mislead the public into believing that they will cure HIV. So from a medical perspective, there are a lot of negative repercussions that come along with those assertions. Mm-hmm. Firstly, at a public health level, if the community is told that a cure for HIV has been found, what are the implications? There is likely to be increased risky behavior amongst the people. There is likely going to be defaulting from the currently existing antiretroviral regimen. Mm-hmm. And if people default from their medication, this will in turn will lead to risk of resistance. Mm-hmm. You know, the currently available drugs will no longer be effective in controlling the HIV pandemic as mm-hmm. we have been doing. You know, Zimbabwe as a country has been doing a lot in terms of bringing down the number of new infections, in terms of increasing the number of people who are under antiretroviral therapy, mm-hmm. and also in terms of coming up with people with suppressed viral load. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Magaya's assertion had very catastrophic and negative consequences at a public health scale. Mm-hmm. It was a public health disaster, if you could say, and that is where we came in as Zimbabwe doctors for human rights.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. That there is Dr. Fortune Nyamande. He's currently in Sweden, furthering his studies. Zvavari kutaura, Dr. Nyamande, vari kuti iwo zvakaipira zvanga zvaitwa na vamagaya ndezvekuti vanhu kana vakufunga kuti mushonga wawanikwa vamwe vanopedzisira vakuita zvepabonde vasina kudzivirira. Vari kutiwo vanhu vakasangwa mushonga Gibbs chirwere chinogona kuzotadza kurapika kana kuti chinenge chaakunetsa. Nekudaro zvakakosha kuti vanhu varambe vachimwa mishonga yavo yemaARVs vakaregedza. Zvinogona kukonzera matambudziko
kakhulu. So kutavangaela phela kuyacina kuchinja iface yako kuti nxazofaka iphilisi leliyana zokuresista kunjalo ke sikuyele kuapostle meeting
mtere kusataenda kuna mkoma ataku makadi
otiripo makadi yomkoma jonga
aiwa ndi mkoma Zulu na mkoma Gibbs nasi asitaura henyu tinzwe. I want you to know far.
I want you to know far.
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma taku nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Chagu is saying is that they should give him a chance. They should first try out the drugs before actually arresting him. So he's saying that maybe it works. There's no danger in giving it a try. Gibbs.
So Baba Apostle Midden Dube ngasindebele sibili. Ubona ngani kumele anikwe ithuba lokuthi azame ukuthi ayithulele uzulu ukuthi umuntu wona lawo njani ngokuthi utestwe into ezinjalo.
Inkinga engilayo kuphela Dube ukuthi ungani thina singabantu abamnyama asikholwa ukuthi umuntu angenza ulutho. Okuliqiniso ukuthi umuthi kamagaya ungabe ungasebenzi, ungabe usebenza. But ngubani ozamileyo wawubonti uyasebenza kuba usebenza. I-Medical Controls Council of Zimbabwe nasi lohlupho olunje lwe-HIV abantu abalali ngokuzama ukudinga ama-solutions ukuthi kungalungisiswa kuthiwena abantu bangasizakala bakuthiwena. Engingakutsho ukuthi kabamncedise bathathe ama-samples bawatheste batsho kuzulu ukuthi hhayi sibonile ukuthi iphilisi leli liyasebenza okwesibanga esingaka kalisebenzi okwesibanga esingaka ngoba okunye futhi abantu okumele babe lakho yikuthi loba lisebenza angithi Dube siyaphuma ngendaba yalokho esithi ngokungadingekiyo ama-side effects. Ama-side effects angikhona yini nxa kuyikuthi iphilisi lelo liyasebenza ngempela bamncedise aliregiste abe le-patent kilo. Ngabe kuthiwa ngumlungu okhuluma ukuthi uthole i-cure ngabe utshintshwe njengomagaya yini. So abantu ake sifundeni ukusekelana nxa umuntu ezama ukuza lento engasiza uzulu kuphambaniseke emthethweni langendlela abemele ayilungise kodwa kakuqondisa ukuthi ha-a bekungamelanga wenze njalo. Umthetho uthi buyele emuva uqale phansi le Ministry of Health ukwenzela ukuthi engxenye umagaya angabe eze lombono kumbe eze lomuthi ozosiza abantu beZimbabwe. Kodwa ungaphongulahlwa nje kanjalo ukuthi usebotshiwe awurejistwanga kusiza bani ekugcineni ngoba abantu abagulelwa isobo nabagulayo badinga umuntu ongeza le khambi elingaqeda ubunzima abaphakathi kwabo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Blessing, what Apostle Midden Dube is saying is that the government should have actually given him some leeway to say, okay, let's test Aguma and see whether it works. Because there are so many people that are waiting for this kind of treatment. So he says, I think he was treated in a bad way, according to him.
Todzoka kwamuri, Dr. Nyamande, muripo here parara.
Yes, I'm there.
Dr. Nyamande, kazhinji kana mishonga ichida kunzi ioneke kuti inoshanda zvii chaizvo zvinoitwa navana chiremba isati yatanga kutengeswa zvatinge tata kuona zvanga zvada kuitika.
Alright, tinotenda. Ndinoti kana mushonga ichinge toti pari kutsvagwa mushonga unorapa chirwere chatisina mushonga kana kuti mushonga inoimprova pane mushonga yatinayo pari zvino. Pane anoitwa anonzi pane procedure inoitwa. Chekutanga munhu anoapplya for inonzi ethical clearance yekuti akwanise kuita research yake. Saka kuti ukwanise kutraya mushonga pavanhu kana pamhuka chaipo kuti ungotanga kuita research yako unofanira kutanga waapply inonzi ethical clearance. Saka ethical clearance inopuhwa ne the Medical Research Council of Zimbabwe. Kana uchinge wapuhwa ethical clearance muetlo kleni ndunonyatsotsanangura kuti dambudziko rauda kugadzirisa nderipi, ucharigadzirisa sei, uchasharisa mushonga upi, ucharikruta nemutsadzi yako, uchagadzirisa sei kana paine maside effects ari negative. And hazvingoitwi nemunhu wose woseka, zvinotoitwa nemunhu anenge ari trained zvekare mufield yacho. Saka inini handikwanise kuti ndoda kunotsvaga mushonga unorapa zvemhuka, indisiri chiremba wemhuka. Kune kana tikutaura mushonga unoshanda kuvanhu, unofanira kungori trained person ane background yekuti zvinhu zvauri kuita zvinoenderana nezvaukafunda. So danho iroro harikwanisi kunge richijambwa kuti iwo unongoti wototanga kunoimplimenta kuti ndine mushonga wandiri kungoti unoshanda usina kunge waita research, usina kunge waita anonzi maclinical trials anoratidza kuti mushonga wacho uri safe here, unoshanda here, hauna here mamwe maside effects anogona kuzouya in future. Unogona kungochishanda mushonga wako asi pamwe unogona kuzokreata mamwe matrain akatoipisisa kupfuura atina operation. So kana tichitaura nezvesainzi, hasi zvinhu zvekuti unongomuka kuti ndaona mushonga ndakutoimplimenta zvakati. So ndoda kurisponda kune anotaura kuti hanzi dai hurumende yatanga yatesa mushonga wamagaya kuti inoshanda here isati yamurambidza. Hazvinzwaro. Sandiwo tikadaro tinenge taseta inonzi a very bad precedent munyika, kuti munhu wese angofunga kuti ndine mushonga wangu anotanga atoutengesa kana anotanga audistributa kuti apuruze kuti unoshanda. In medicine the onus iri pauri iwewe munhu adisikabva mushonga kuti upruve kuti mushonga wako unoshanda uri safe uchishandisa maregulations ari under the Ministry of Health aka ari tried and tested. Haukwanisi kungomhanya unoti zvoni ndaona mushonga saka ndakutoushandisa inini chipi chindiprovai wrong. Iwewe ndo unofanira kupruva mushonga wako unoshanda. So in other words muchirungu toti Prophet Magaye jumped the gun. Vaifanira kutanga vachagavana chiremba vakafunda zvinoenderana nesubject yavamboda kuresearcha uno. Kana vachinge vachagana vachiremba, vana chiremba voapply for the clearance, voita due process inodiwa kuti vaite research yemushonga wavo. Kana research ichinge yapruva, then ndopai vaizoenda kunoregista mushonga wavo kunzi mushonga unoshanda uye unobvunza kutengeswa muZimbabwe. Kutoda mamwe maresearch anokwanisa kutoitwa. Hazvirevi kuti research yese yese inomboitwa inoreva kuti mushonga wacho unozoshanda muZimbabwe. Kune dzimwe mushonga dzinoona kuti dzichoshanda kune dzimwe nyika asi dzisiri registered muZimbabwe. So it's a process which we think kuti vamagaya havana kutevedzera process, havana kutevedzera mutemo, havana kutevedzera the procedure inofanira kuitwa. Tiri kudzivira neupenyu hwevanhu. Upenyu hwevanhu hwakakosha. Hatikwanisi kuti kana upenyu hwemunhu wani tirasiro neupenyu hwemunhu wani inyaya yekuti tiri kutesa mushonga. So pane mawezi kuti mushonga unongoteswa kana kumhuka wozobva kumhuka wozoenda kuvanhu zvichidaro. So I think the way yakaitwa naamagai hatisatamboiona pasi rose.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyamande. Is explaining the processes that are needed, before your whatever your medicine is certified to work in human beings. He's even giving examples. You see those big rats that they sometimes use, the scientists, and at times they were using, monkeys, gorillas, and stuff like that. So he's saying that even those, there are certain procedures that have to be followed. I think we have another caller.
Yes, the caller up again. What is the good Slovani? For it, Gujan.
I'm driving.
Yeah, Pilam Kumarwani.
Good Jagalas.
Jagalas. Jagalas, you're Pilay.
Hello?
We are Pilay in Jagalas.
Yeah, Pilam.
I want you to win a one and Janut Tabalamaka.
Umagaya kufanele ukuthi aye trongwe ngoba uyabona into leya yenzayo ayiko right ngoba especially uyabona abantu besona kunomunye le abaagithi last week abahamba yenza njalo but abana bafazi babantwana bayi 12 abafazi bakhona but labantwana bangani bane 12 13 sasuka kamuripota lomuthi amapholisa abasitshela ukuthi hayi lingayikuye ngoba ayena abati ulapha ikholera mawu akuthenthela amanzi ake lawa wakwazi ukuthi mawubhala form 6 uyaphasa futhi uyabona. but lo muntu lo ugcina ashawe ngabantu ngoba abathi abantu laba bafileyo labangcwabiwe nina wakwazi ukuthi abavuke abafani labantu yabona ugcina ashawe ngabantu ulimele kakhulu lo muntu but abantu le umagaya kufanele ukuthi bavambopha etrokeni manje angeke bambophe ngoba ishona vele ishona angeke balibophe yayibona
not ukuthi kumbe ingxa ukhulume kubi ngomuntu wakhe
bani
ukuthi ukhulume kubi ngomuntu wakhe rather than ukuthi kumbulishona ukumbe into ezinjani
hayi manje ngiyakwazi ukuthi angeke bambophe ngoba akuthi ngikhulume kabi ngiyakwazi ukuthi mawuyishona angeke bakubambe wona ukwazi nokuwakwaza
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu so kodwa ke nxa bemvalele sibili njengoba usithi ukuthi wena kulomunye umuntu wayehamba ezitwe lapha abantu abale khorela bafa kwakungaphi khonapho
kusesikwala kwala ndandala ngihlala khona
so wafa abantu abangaki
okay
wabhubha abantu abangaki bangaki abafayo
abafaki yena abathi uyayilapha ilukuzeli ikholera yena lo mprofita lo ngisho nomprofita ayidlalawaati angazi ukuthi bathi ufuka kuthi le manje abahamba athi uyalapha ulapha ikholera uyabona
kodwa abantu bagcina bemshaya ngoba bamshaya abantu
bamshaya ngoba ufike lapha angithi abathi malapha umuntu abafuna iy'nkomo zeyi-3 uyabona
ya hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Jakalazi sibongile kakhulu
okay
sir thank you so much so Jakalazi saying that there is another prophet who was walking in the villages in Chukwalakwala right down there in Chiredzi and this guy was actually demanding 3 cows per person per household if ever he treated people with cholera so he says now people realize that this guy was a con man so so they to beat him up thoroughly so he says there are so many people who do such things so he says Magaya is supposed to be behind bars right now because this is devastating people
Of course we urge people to if possible effect a citizen arrested
don't beat up,
surrender the alleged culprit to the police, not beat up people. Thank you so much. Anutida Jafet is saying, call me. Onias Ndoro, call me. Boas Jayaguru, Arugutuo, please call me. Simba Kambeni, Arugutuo, call me. Linda Brooks is watching with you. Thank you, Linda, in the UK. Jambo Piri, Arugutuo, Aungo Muki, Uchitua Wana Mshuongam, Zimbabwe. You need to follow all the required procedures. Of course, Jumbo, I know he's a pharmacist, so he knows what he's talking about. Gabriel Machingura, watching you from Durban, South Africa. Thank you so much. Kenya Sunday, Midrand Pajosa, Mnyaradzi Boniwa, just arrested that guy, busy making money and abusing innocent people. But of course, Mnyaradzi, that's what we say at the top of the show, that... we are not here to say Prophet Magaya be arrested or not. That is up to the courts. We just want to people to understand the procedure, what needs to be done, what does the law say. Whether he's guilty or not, I think the matter is before the courts. We need to wait for the court processes. Let's go to Apostle Dube. Apostle Dube, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, Apostle Dube, do you think these procedures that Dr. Nyamande was talking about are known to people or people are just, you know, used to the way things were done long back? You know, our ancestors could actually say, I had a dream and, you know, something like that. Do people really understand the law?
I think the problem with the laws and the guidelines in Zimbabwe, particularly from the Ministry of Health, is that between 1980, I think, and about 2000, somewhere there, Ministry of Health was very active in calling people together, publicizing the laws, the statutes that were coming out. There was a lot of consultation and there was a lot of education. But now, the laws are done up there, people are not involved, the dissemination is very poor. The problem in Zimbabwe, we have very good laws,
Mm-hmm.
But discrimination policy of the laws is very poor. Mm-hmm. I want to just talk about what happened when the HIV policy was formulated, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
They sat somewhere in Harare, they did not consult anyone, and they thought all communities in Zimbabwe were homogeneous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it did not work, when they discovered that this policy was a stumbling block in some communities, they then went down to the people to say, let us talk in your language. How do you want this principle or law articulated? Then people made contributions into the law. But because people are ignored and are not sought to participate, many laws are there, but very few people know about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think places like churches like the Church of Gwadza Makaya, have a lot of people that if one official goes to the church and explains, and one thing I know is also, I know, for example, Dr. Makandiwa has delivered, Prophet Makandiwa has even prayed for people who have delivered in church.
Mm-hmm.
And ambulances have come to take them to the hospital after they have delivered. Why? Because I know there are doctors and senior nurses in that church that advise on what policy says. But in as far as people knowing and relating to particular laws in the Ministry of Health, they are very ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Apostle Dube. But of course, they say ignorance is not a defense. So
I know.
Yes, people must, like what Apostle Dube has stated there, that there is need for people to actually understand. But then, like he's saying, there is also with the Minister of Health, vanofanira kupota vachienda kune vanhu vachitaura zvavaita kare, ndozotaurwa naApostle Dube, vachiudza vanhu nezvemutemo nezvavari kuita kuti vanhu vanzwisisane pasazopote pachiita bata murefu bata mupfupi. Tine mutereri, vaziso makadii?
Tiri nani zvati makadiwo.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotenda nekuti nemuchirongwa mazuva ese tinenge tichimbotambura kuti tipinde.
Aiwa, tinofara kana vapinda kudai.
Nyaya yavamagaya iyi iri paviri. Chekutanga ndinoti ko mazinata edu anowana mushonga vamwe mazinata anoti ndinorapa kenza. Mishonga yavo vakaendesa kunebhere. Chechipiri ndechekuti anonzi adiscovery mushonga kana kuti wavanoda kuti adiscovery mushonga muzimbabweni here muafrican here kana kuti muamerican. Because kana munhu achiti awana mushonga weAIDS chekutanga tinoupembera tichiti paitika breakthrough. Saka iye makenza ake kana achiti anorapa AIDS. Tandiitautesa sezvambotaurwa nevamwe hongu akatyora mutemo. But panga pasina here dzimwe nzira dzekuti tisimudzirane nekuti kana mushonga uyu uchinzi warapa ndinoimba kuti mushonga uyu unohwidza mari yakawandisa wandisa. Tisingade zvedu kuzobatawo politiki kuti ane political stamina here kuti awane munhu anomubhera kuti maybe naanga ainaye asina kupindurwa mujeri.
Asi Dr. Nyambane ndichati vadzoke futi vozotsanangura zvakare, vanga vachingoti zvinonetsa kuti munhu angoti ndawana mushonga waakutotanga kutetswa pane vanhu ko munhu akafa.
Aiwa, ndizvo zvachose. Ivo vamagaya kana ndakanzwa mushe vachitaura vaitizoni ndatesta for mamecuries ndatesta. Ivo vamuruda kubvunza, ndinokumbira kuti muvabvunze kutoraitiko kana research yakaitwa kuIndia. Munhu ouya kuno kuZimbabwe achiti ndawana mushonga Mwari vandizarurira, ndawana mushonga unorapa AIDS, akaita matesti ake koko kuIndia zvese. Saka chaari kusungirwa kuadvertise here kana kuti iidia here kana kuti patoo nevamwewo varida kudhiropa zvinhu zvabuda, because this is an investment for a lifetime.
Okay, vadzidzo, chimbomirai makadaro. Dr. Nyamande, chimboti pindai mbichana nekukurumidza, pari kunzi ipo vari kuti vakaita matesti avo kuIndia.
Hello.
Taurai tizwe Dr. Nyamande. Hanzi navaziso vamagaya vari kuti matesti akaitwa kare kuIndia vadi kupuwa mukana.
So, okay. Like I've said before, even every country, nyika yega yega, ine a way yaino register mushonga ichashanda munyika imomo. I hope to unzwisisa napa.
So
even waona mushonga wako ku America kana ku Britain, haungouyi nawo muZimbabwe onzi wakuita sei? Wakutanga kutengeswa muZimbabwe. Mushonga wese uno registerwa neinonzi Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe. Saka kana mushonga usiri pa register, Remedies Control Authority of Zimbabwe, mushonga iwo hakwanisenge uchiita sei? Uchidistributwa, kuadvertisewa kana kupuhwa vanhu. Ane murumza makatarisa macharges apuhwa magaya. Haasingotaura kuti like vakatopa vanhu mushonga. Even kuti waadvertise mushonga usati wava paregister yeMedicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe, inenge itori mhosva iyoyo. So then chechipiri chandira kuti handichekuti tinzwisisei sensitivity yenyaya iyi. Isusu like isusu ana chiremba hatisi kuti innovation yakashata. Kana kuine munhu anenge adiscover mushonga, anenge agona, asi kune maprocedure. Kana mushonga wadiscoverwa tichishandisa zvechiprofita kana zveun'anga, handizi kune ma statutory regulations anoregulata kuti maherbal medicines anoshanda sei. Handizi ka?
Yeah.
Then kana mushonga uchinge uchinzi uri maformal drug, mukatarisa mushonga wamagaya was not only herb, asi wanga uri kunzi wanga uri kugadzirwa into macapsules into madrugs achazotengeswa. Then there's a procedure inofollowa zvikare. Then ndoda kupindura kune zvataurwa na apostle pavari kuti pamwe Minister of Health haisi kunyatso paridzira vanhu nezvekuti mutemo wakamira sei. Panapa ngatitari sei munhu watiri kudhila naye, tiri kudhila na Prophet Magaya with an influential person. Mukatarisa lawyer ari kuvamiririra munyaya yavo iyi, yes, been there achivamirira nyaya dzakawanda kubva kumashure. So I think in my view Prophet Magaya munhu anokwanisa watinoti ane access to sound legal advice. Mukatarisa approach yavakaita, vakatoenda vakanoisa mapateni mushonga wawakatiska zvinhu zvavo zvese vanga vari kuita vachifollowa chiu Prophet. Saka hatingati munhu wekuti vaita zvavaita izvi nekusaziva mutemo, because munhu anoziva how the procedure works. So I would have thought kuti before vaannounsa zvavataita vaifanira kunge vabvunza malawyers avo kuti wata mutemo unotii kuti ndikwatisenge ndichienda nedrug itsva rinobatsira muHIV muZimbabwe. Hatishore munhu anouya nemushonga mutsva. HIV semazira munoita necancer, zvinhu zvashungurudza pasi rose. And munhu anenge awana mushonga iwowo, something which the medical fraternity is always looking forward to. Asi ngazviitwe through the due process, ngazviitwe tisingape risk kuvanhu vachazotenga mushonga iwowo, ngazviitwe tisingacreate mamwe maresistance strains anogona kuzobuda, anogona kuzoshungurudza pasi rose nekuda kweirresponsibility yemunhu wani.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyamande. Yet there gives what Dr. Nyamande is saying, that he's insisting that there is need to follow all the procedures. Otherwise, you risk people's lives. And he's saying that, you know, like he initially said, that some medicines might end up building
some resistance.
Some resistance. Yeah. People, if they are not taking their medication, then there is resistance to that medicine, and new strains might actually be created that cannot be cured. You know, we are seeing that with antibiotics here in America. You know, some people are not responding to antibiotics anymore, which is a cause for concern. Even remember the cholera in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
The WHO had to bring in new medicines because the medication that they were using in Zimbabwe was not working at all.
Yeah.
You know, so those are some of the issues that he's saying people must take cognizance of the fact that there is need to do thorough research.
Yes, this is what I'm talking about. Piri, ma piri kunjani?
Kona linjani baba.
Siyaphila kakhulu, sorry sesukumise kakhulu ecingweni. So wena ungathini ngalokho mama?
Hayi mina lami ngivumelana lo dokotela. Yazi ukuphonga uthatha imithi ungahlolwanga, liyabona imithi leyi kakhulu esithathayo kanti. Nxa uyahamba emtholampilo uyehlolwa khona ukuthi khona ukelungelo lokuthatha imithi leyo or iyafika emzimbeni iphambanise okunye. So uma umuntu engaphonga ukufika lo muthi, ngiphonga ukufika lo muthi ngithi umuthi lowo uyaqeda lokhu. And then ngingawutshengisanga abezempilakahle, hhayi ngibone ngantho awuhambi kahle lami la.
Ye, kuthi ngosikhangela sibili, wena uzwe kuthiwa abantu bathatha imithi leyi enjengama ARVs ngabayekelanga yini sebesizwa kuthiwa sokulo muthi ongani ungakulungisa konke lokho?
Ngokubona kwami mina nxa sengizwile ukuthi kule nto engangiphilisa ngiyayekela lokhu okunye kade ngikuthatha, ngiqine ngithatha lo ukuthi uyaphilisa obviously.
Ye, bakhona abantu abaziyo abangani kade bekhuluma ngakho sibili kakhulu labathatha ama-ARVs?
Ya, bakhona abantu abaningi labangane nezihlobo eziningi bakhanya ngantho avele sebethembele kikho ukuthi bamthembile kakhulu but hayi mina ngangihambisani lakho. Yebo ku-right, yebo lakho siyadinga usizo kodwa mina ngombono wami bembona ukuthi ngabeni uqale wabona abezempilakahle bahlola wancedisana labezempilakahle nxa ekuthi yena laye ufuna ukusiza nje isize liyabona.
So ngabaxwayisa uthini bolabo sibili abangani sebecawa ngokuthi enxa yomagaya uzaphuma ke lo ngantu ngabanceda ongabe lapha?
Sazi ukuthi kungabanceda kodwa mina kamvumelani lakho kwebethuna kubalimaza ngabena uncedisane labezempilakahle ukuthi hayi lingathatha imithi le but asambeni kwabezempilakahle kumbe kudingwa amanye amadokotela alolwazi ebahlolele then ebesebanika kusuya phambili. Lokhu kuphungu ukuthi abantu bethathe nje kuyaceda-ke ubani oselathiwe kubonakala ukuthi kuyaphela yini. Laba abaprofithi yebo siyabathemba but kwesinye isikhathi hhayi mina kanibathembe kangako.
Yebo phela phoselokugcina-ke mama, phoselokugcina maphila.
Hayi ngiyabonga ukukhuluma lana esentweni. Ngithemba ukuthi ngaxwayisa abantu bakithi ukuthi lanxa yebo umuthi usizo siludinga but asingaludingi ngendlela leziyana ezizagcina futhi zisifake enkingeni. Ngiyabonga ba.
Sibonga kakhulu-ke Nelisiwe Phiri. Ungaphi khonapho mama, e-South Africa?
Mpumalanga.
Ye, ungathini nokusasa mama, siyabonga.
Hayi, kulungile.
So that is Nelisiwe Phiri. She's saying that you know the government is right in having taken such measures because it creates a lot of anxiety among people. So but she says you know many people were hoping that Makaya will come out with a cure for HIV and cancer. So she says maybe the government should have taken that kind of herbal medicine and tested it so that they will establish whether he is right or wrong and then they'll make a proper announcement. So she's just like what Dr. Fortune Munyamanda is saying.
Nathan Fraser Chicks Tomboenda kuneva tereru varipa Facebook those watching us live, thank you so much. Nathan is saying I think Prophet Magaya has a right to review anything he might want as any citizen of our country about the procedure. It's another matter of the day. Well Nathan, the law is the law. Cosmas Imbayaro Govera ari kuti saka munhu awana mushonga onyarara here nhai. Then Sarah Mazengera ari kuti thank you so much Dr. Nyamande, matsanangura zvinogutsa. Those are some of the comments that you are getting, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got people like Kenya Chakanyuka who says I'm watching from Cape Town in South Africa. Tutuzile Mpofu says I'm watching you guys from Johannesburg in Preston. Why can't they test the medicine? Let's see whether it works or it doesn't. And then we've got Ekias Muvindi, who says, you guys can call me. Shepard Maposa writes, I'm watching you from Johannesburg. We must test these drugs, whether they work or not. So why not test them today? And then we've got Bernard Muriba, who says, yeah, guys, we're mm-hmm. together. So maybe you can go to Apostle, mm-hmm. meet and Dube. Yeah.
Now, Apostle Dube, are you still on the line?
Yes, my brother.
Yes. Let's look at the way forward here. What do you think needs to be done?
I think what needs to be done is, number one, governments must work with Magaya on this.
Mm-hmm.
They must charge him for whatever they charge him. I mean, if he did not follow the law, let them deal with that. But they need to work with him. Let us see the authenticity of his drugs. Let us test them and see how they work or how they do not work.
Mm-hmm.
If they work, let them register, give him a patent, and let the nation of Zimbabwe benefit. And if this drug works, it will not only benefit Zimbabwe, but economically, it will also benefit Zimbabwe, and it will benefit health-wise other nations of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So let us not just say the arrest and end there. He did not follow procedure, fine. But furthermore, let the Minister of Health go out to communities and teach them on these inventions, the patents, and the procedure that needs to be followed when a drug comes into the country. Because many people are trying a lot of things with or without knowing. They are trying a lot of things. I remember the time of Moringa. My brother, I started in Kilo HIV clinic. I started UPS with Doctors Without Borders.
Mm-hmm.
People would actually leave their medicine and try something else.
Mm-hmm.
Don't taught them that whenever a drug comes, whatever they hear, they must not stop taking their medication. But
mm-hmm.
remember, when people are desperate,
mm-hmm.
they will try anything else. So the government needs to protect people and protect inventors at the same time. Magaya is trying to bring a solution to Zimbabwe. People are looking for a solution. Let us know by the end of the day if this medicine works or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
And of course, the Apostle meeting, Dube used to work for the National AIDS Council, I think an affiliate in Bulawayo, if I'm not mistaken. So, guys, the local
Maternal AIDS Council,
yeah. So, guys, lo baba okuthiwa Robert Ndlovu. Mnumzana Robert Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ndlovu, ngiyaphila.
Yeah, cha ngamafutshane sibili isikhathi sesiphelile baba. Ulibona njani udaba lolu?
Yeah, okay, lesikhathi lesithi. So, starters, drug testing, ilama services. First, you need volunteers, healthy volunteers, for safety and trust and testing, ama dosing ranges. Secondly, testing your drugs on patients. It's time to assess efficacy, meaning effectiveness.
Mm.
And then the other one is a matter of business. These procedures take time and money. That's the first part. That's the technical part. I won't repeat what Nemanda said, because it appears, the Reverend says, you must give it a chance.
Mm.
Well, what I'm saying is the burden of proof or the onus is upon Magaya. We made a type initiative in which we are serious. Not the other way around, with the government, the work is not funded. The dangers are, same type. Number one, those who are already on medication or taking it run the risk of defaulting. Okay? This negates the amount of work the government has done and the National AIDS Council in trying to keep the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it will lead to some untoward behavior, as you know, that people in Zimbabwe love believing anything. So, in a nutshell, the burden is right upon the government. Because otherwise, we say, Salami, we are not trying to get our work, so we need to be very careful, okay? Everybody is hoping, but it's a time procedure. It's costly, it takes time. Because of my procedure. For example, they need to test with how does it interact with other drugs, how does it interact with paracetamol, penicillin, and other drugs. So it's not a work to me, you know. You can't dream about such things. So for now, Zimbabweans must forget about this. Stick to what, if they are taking the drugs, stick to what they have been doing in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Until such time, the what they are using is proved otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
The burden of proof lies going with it. In fact,
you
must do it any time. Scarlet is all that. When we are the good work, let me call it to service. to set a clear record. And then we should not look.
I see a woman, Ndlovu. Yeah, that is Mr. Robert Ndlovu, blessing. I think he said everything that in English and Ndebele was mixing those two languages. But something of interest, he says, if ever people are allowed to come out with their own kind of herbs, like I heard you last week that you dreamt of something, winning a lotto, you know? So he says you can actually... he says you can actually gather your own mchwankela. You know mchwankela is that those kind of berries that are black and... It's a nice kind of berry, you know. So he says you can actually pound that and then commercialize it and say, this cures HIV. So he says that danger is there. So there's need to actually protect people against those kind of things. Yeah. Maybe you come out with your own. I don't know.
I don't know. Let's go back to Dr. Nyamande. Hello, Dr. Nyamande.
Hello.
Yes. We were talking about the way forward.
Okay.
What needs to be done now? There's this claim. He has been arrested. I think yesterday he indicated that he was working with the government. I don't know whether to look at the efficacy of the drug or how he was working with the Ministry of Health. But from a medical point of view, what is the way forward?
Okay, I think let me be very clear. Let me give a very simple example. Suppose someone makes a helicopter or an aeroplane from Zimbabwe. Are we going to allow the aeroplane or the helicopter to just go into the skies and fly just because this is a Zimbabwean product? No. There are due processes, there are due procedures, there are laws, there are regulations which are followed. Why are we trying to shift the laws just because this is now a medical issue or this is now a spiritual issue? With Daniel Chingoma, who came up with a helicopter, for example, but it was not allowed to fly because it did not meet the requirements, it did not follow the procedures. So why would we want to give lesser value to human life just because there's a profit who's involved? Let's go back to the basics. We need to follow the law. Why is the law written? The law is written so that it guides how everyone behaves, including the president. Everyone is bound by the law. So Magaya is not above the law. Neither am I as a doctor above the law. Let's follow the law. Let's follow the procedures. If he indeed has discovered a drug, then he has to follow the law. If he has to go to medical school, if he has to go and learn, then he has to go. If he doesn't want, then he has to find a doctor. He has to find a public health scientist. He has to find someone with the requisite training who conduct the clinical trials. Then if that is proved to work, then that will be a blessing for Zimbabwe. Let us follow the law. This is very simple. And, you know, I don't think, you know, listening to comments from people, this is a divisive issue, but also this may really send very wrong messages. Let me really conclude by saying, as long as there's no scientific evidence which is not irrefutable, we cannot accept any drug that purports to cure HIV. The repercussions are more ghastly to contemplate. The repercussions are more dangerous. There's HIV, drug resistance, there's, you know, defaulting. There's a lot of things that can happen if we take his assertion to be true. The onus is on Mr. Magaya to prove to the world that he found a cure. It is not... The onus is not on the government to prove that Magaya is pure with. The onus is on the other way around. And let's simply follow the law.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. And you talked about one Daniel Chingoma's helicopter.
Yes.
You know, if you go to Mbuzi Turn Off, that's where it's permanently parked now.
And this reminds me of Barapa's fantastic helicopter in Blawai.
Yeah.
This helicopter, I'm not vouching for that.
Yeah.
But it was flying at night.
Yeah.
Then it will land in a certain place today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you wake up, it is at Bafokeng Stadium.
Yeah.
The following day it is in Nkulumane
yeah.
or Eswatini.
Yeah.
So how it flew?
Nobody.
Nobody. Was not allowed to fly. Yeah. So slow Baba ke uVincent Cingwen. Baba Vincent kunjani?
Ah, siyaphila futhi.
Yeah, isikhathi sasihambile, sisalele imizuzu emhlanu nje. Akutsho khona lapha kutsho baba.
Ya, bengene anda leya i-headline ukuthi uMagaya uthi yena utholele ikhambi lokulapha i-HIV.
Qhubeka baba.
Hayi, mina umthetho ma wokuthi uthatha indawo yawo angulo angiboni inkinga ke lokho. Ngoba ma ongabe ungifundile, abantu abaningi they believe in abalidazi wabo. So ngokuthi yena ethi into lana iyalapha without any scientific ngendlela yabodokotela abaqeqeshiweyo, abantu bazobhelieva kuye. And thereafter, if ingasebenzi leyo nto, iphephula abantu eminingi izolahleka. Yena into okumele yenzeke kumele ukuthi uma ungabe kuyikuthi utholile ukuthi kungabe kuselapha, eqale ekwenze ngendlela ebonisane nabantu bezempilo before ayipublishize into yakhe.
Yes.
Ile ndlela ebona ngathi isibiza ngaba ngcono kulokuthi evele ethi yena selitholile etshela abantu bebani. Ngoba abantu abaningi they believe in our profit.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu, isikhathi sesihambile. Kodwa sikuzwile sibili baba. Ungadinwa kusasa baba Vincent.
Hayi, kubonga mina futhi.
Yes, siyabonga.
Abanye abantu bazokwazi ukuthi asikho konkomele kukholwa okuzanabafundisi ngona ngithi abaprofit.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Kumele ukuyizwa kahle ukuthi beqale beze ngabodokotela before befika kubaprofit.
Yeah, that's about Akuru. So what Vincent is saying is that, you know, many people believe in what preachers say. So he says maybe Makaya here was using his divine power, you know, by saying, you know, I've discovered this and many people are going to fall for it. He says if it worked, it was going to be good for people. If it didn't work, many people are going to die. So he has got this fear that, you know, they are going to be all sides. And if the side is negative, then you lose a lot of lives in the process. Yeah.
Of course, we are almost coming to the end of our program. Let's go to Prophet Dube. Prophet Dube, your last word.
I guess his phone cut off.
Oh,
yeah, I'm told his phone cut off.
And Dr. Nyamanda, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, I know we're supposed to go for 30 minutes, but we apologize.
No, that's okay.
But just your last word, Dr. Nyamandi.
Yeah, my last word is mainly directed to the Zimbabwean public. I think as much as we acknowledge the need for scientific innovation or even innovation from other powers which are not science, currently we do not have evidence that we have got a cure for HIV. So we urge all the patients out there to continue taking their medications religiously as they were doing before these claims. If Prophet Magaya drug works, then he has to find a way of bringing it through the formal medical system so that it is tested and enough research is done. And if that is done, if that works, that would be a bonus for Zimbabwe. If it doesn't work, then the struggle to look for a new drug will continue. But stopping the medication is not an option. And in the meantime, let's pretend as if this has not happened. We do not hear these claims. Let's keep on taking our medications. Let's keep on looking forward to finding a cure one day, whether from the doctors or from the scientists. But at the end of the day, let's keep taking our medication.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Nyamanda. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. We want to thank our guest this evening, Dr. Fortune Nyamande of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Apostle Midian Dube. And thanks to our viewers, listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Thanks to our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kibs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Okay.